18 minutes past five. Well, as we've been saying this evening, two housing bodies here have got a combined £280 million loan from the European Investment Bank. It'll be used to build almost 5,000 low-rent social homes. The Minister, Paul Given, told me it would have an impact on waiting lists.
Well, in the last mandate of the Assembly, the target the executive set was 7,500 new social homes, and we exceeded that target. This year, obviously, we want to put in more new homes. Initially, there's a target of around 1,600 new homes in this current year. The Housing Executive have indicated that up to 2021, during the lifetime of this Assembly, we need to be building around 2,000 new homes per year. So clearly that presents a challenge to me as Minister, and we're looking at ways in which we can try and achieve that, and a partnership approach with private lending institutions such as the European Investment Bank is going to be important in achieving that.
But what would really make a difference is if you let the Housing Executive off the leash. It cannot borrow at the moment. The housing associations can. Why don't you give the Housing Executive or recalibrate it, set it up in such a way that it can borrow money?
Well, that's something that I am actively considering as to how the Housing Executive can take forward the strategic approach in delivering new homes.
So you're considering how the Housing Executive could be in a position where it could borrow?
Well, we have the existing models that are in place, and that has a track record of delivering the targets the Executive has set.
But the Housing Executive can't borrow. That's the point, because it's classified as a non-departmental government body.
Yes, but we have housing associations in place, and clearly there needs to be that strategic review carried out as to what's going to be the best model to deliver. Ultimately, the public don't really care who delivers it. What they want is to have their new homes and homes that they're currently living in being brought up to the standards that's expected.
But this future of the Housing Executive issue has been talked about for years. Is it not now time for a decision? And I'm trying to get you to confirm that you are now looking at the possibility of giving the Housing Executive powers to borrow and how that could be done.
Well, I'm not in a position to do that because there are other issues around how we're able to borrow money, and issues to do with the Treasury in terms of classification and borrowing, and there are technical issues there that still need to be worked out before we're in a definitive position. So that's something that we need to work through. But ultimately, what I want to achieve are new homes for the people that need it, and the best delivery models that need to be put in place to achieve that. So the investment today is a significant step in terms of providing the new homes that people need. Obviously, I want to do more, but over £500 million is going to be spent improving people's lives with these new homes, the benefits for the construction industry, the jobs that will create. That's something that is to be welcomed, but is there more that needs to be done? Yes, there is.
And there's a move at Westminster, as you say, to reclassify housing associations as public bodies. They might not be able to borrow in the same way in future if that happens. Is the executive going to fight that?
Well, this is an issue that I'm already having to deal with in the first few weeks in office in terms of any reclassification. That hasn't taken place yet, but the travel of direction in terms of what has happened in England would indicate this is going to be an issue that we need to grapple with. I've already raised this now directly with the Department of Finance, and it's something that we do need to deal with, because it will have consequences should any reclassification take place. But that is an issue that we're aware of, we're alert to it. And there will be consequences if that happens. So,
what would the consequences be?
Well, should there be a reclassification, that presents a problem in terms of public sector organisations borrowing, and obviously that would have implications. Now, in Westminster, they are currently taking through legislation to try and deal with that. But these are issues that I'm raising with my colleague in Department of Finance and in the Executive Office, should this become an issue that we need to deal with.
Paul Given, someone who'll be glad to see a reduction in waiting lists, is Mohammed Idris, who's originally from Sudan. He's been living in a hostel here with his wife and two young children for nearly 2 years. They had to move out of a previous home because of intimidation. He's been talking to David Maxwell.
It's very difficult. It's just a tiny flat in a tower. We have two children, and they're just looking for space, as every children, they want to play, they want to have enough space. And it's very sad, you know, to stay this long time in a hostel, especially when we, like our case, we moved from a house. We have been in a house, and we moved to the hostel, which is very tiny flat, and for two children and two adults, so it's very, very sad.
One of your children actually born while you've been in the hostel?
Yes, he born in the hostel in 22nd October 2014 in this hostel where we live now.
Have you been given any indication about when you might get somewhere to live?
Actually, no. We just spoke to the housing to be rehoused as soon as possible. And they said the area that you choose is high demand. That is the answer to everyone every time.
What do you make of the fact that, you know, some money has been released for more social housing in Northern Ireland? Does that give you any hope?
Well, it's good news, you know, to hear that there is a progress to build new houses because it's very high demand. Northern Ireland is not like before, so there is now many people. People from here, the number increased, and again, there's people from outside, so it's more diversity now, it's more popular now, so there's definitely need for new houses, and it's very urgent because it's a long waiting.
Cameron Watt is from the Federation of Housing Associations here. Good evening.
Good evening.
It's very welcome news, but will it help Mohammed Idris?
I think it can. The minister was saying that this year we're hoping to build around 1,600 new social homes. We expect that number to increase to about 2,000 new social homes a year over the next 4 or 5 years. And at that level, the housing executive predict that the number of households in housing stress will decrease. So I think that this investment by Apex and Choice from the European Investment Bank, matched with significant investment by the Department for Communities, can make a real difference in reducing waiting lists.
Yeah, but the need is 20,000 at least over the same period, isn't it?
There are around 22,000 households still in housing stress. And that backlog won't be cleared overnight. But I think that the modelling of the housing executive suggests that you need about 1,500 homes a year just to meet immediate presenting need, and that additional 500 then can begin to diminish the backlog. So the situation will not be resolved overnight, but if we're consistently delivering 500 or more additional homes each year, then that will reduce waiting lists over time.
Are you worried about rents going up? This money has to be paid back.
It does have to be paid back. At the moment, housing associations, we believe, are offering competitive rents. The private finance deal that's been announced today is at such a low level of interest that we think that minimises any pressure.
Minimises, but not excludes.
Well, all private finance has to be paid back, but I don't believe that this finance deal will increase rents for tenants.
I was asking the minister about the need to put the housing executive on the same footing as the housing associations in terms of being able to borrow. The associations can at the moment, executive can't. Now, what did you make of what he had to say around that? Because this has been going on for a long time. What to do with the housing executive?
Yes, I mean, I think the issue of housing executive reform has been ducked for too long, and I think the new executive will have to resolve it.
By getting the housing executive powers to borrow?
Well, I think that might be one option. The housing executive at the moment do have borrowing powers. They're not allowed to use them. But I would suggest that given the backlog of investment required in the existing housing executive stock, which has been calculated at $1.5 billion over the next 5 years, I would suggest that any new borrowing powers for the housing executive should be used to invest in bringing the existing housing executive homes up to a good standard rather than building new homes. We have a successful housing association sector with the expertise in private borrowing and building new homes that I think should be concentrating on adding to the supply of social housing.
He also said they tried to get to grips with this issue of reclassification. It's complicated, but what the outcome could be is that you mightn't be able to borrow in the same way in future in the housing associations. Now, do you think they are getting to grips with this at Stormont?
I believe that the new minister, Paul Given, and Martin O'Mullier, the finance minister, are now addressing this. It is a really urgent issue.
What can they do if Westminster decides?
Well, I think it's probable that the Office of National Statistics will probably reclassify local housing associations as public bodies over the summer. There's then an urgency for the Northern Ireland Executive to legislate, to change the legislative framework that housing associations operate in, so that we're given some more freedom in light of that to run our own affairs a bit more autonomously.